Major changes, as Tom mentioned, are coming to the administration's military and security leadership. CIA Director Leon Panetta replacing Defense Secretary Robert Gates, General David Petraeus replacing Panetta at the CIA, Lieutenant General John Allen commanding troops in Iraq is going to take over Petraeus' slot to lead U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan. Joining us now to sort it all out is Associated Press White House correspondent Mark Smith. Mark, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Amy. Good morning.
So these people in these positions, are any of these head-scratchers for you?
No, the only ones who would even be close is Lieutenant General John Allen out of Central Command. He's the deputy commander there. Obviously, this is very much his region. He's been overseeing U.S. military operations throughout the Mideast. That includes, obviously, Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, etc. But he's never served there. So there have been other candidates spoken of over at the Pentagon who have done time in Afghanistan, but General Allen is not. But certainly not a huge head-scratcher since this is very much his area of expertise.
Now, General Petraeus for the CIA could scratch a little head because lately the CIA seems to be becoming a military arm with all the drone strikes, so that makes sense for Petraeus. But what about beefing up the intelligence side, which still seems to be something that the administration needs?
Yeah, it is stressed here at the White House that Petraeus has been a huge consumer of CIA intelligence, not just obviously in Afghanistan, but in his previous service in Iraq. And you have to look on this as in a sense, keeping the team together. All these changes flow, obviously, from the need to replace Robert Gates, the Republican Bush holdover as defense secretary. Frankly, he had told President Obama that he didn't want to stay on, but Obama prevailed on him and has been a widely respected head of the Pentagon apparatus. And now that he's leaving, obviously a number of things flow from that. And the president, I think, is very comfortable with the team he's got in place now that has been running the Afghan conflict, that has advised him in terms of the troop surge there and the other efforts in Kabul. And he wanted to keep that team together, but obviously needed to make some changes to keep the team flowing, if you will, with the new developments and as the war enters this new phase. And I think the clear consensus is that Petraeus has the president's confidence in terms of running the Afghan conflict. He was prevailed upon to jump in there when the president ousted General Stanley McChrystal, and now Petraeus is going to be staying as part of the team, but obviously he'll have wider responsibility in the CIA. And again, there is actually a tradition of military officials doing intelligence jobs. Look at James Clapper, who was the Director of National Intelligence, DNI, former DNI, Michael Hayden, et cetera, an Air Force general. So there certainly have been generals in that job before.
Now, the confirmation process, they'll all have to go through it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Each one of these, including you mentioned Ryan Crocker, the U.S. ambassador, and General Allen, too. Yeah, absolutely.
And what is the word on the Hill when it comes to the confirmation process? I mean, are these people loved, liked, respected?
I think it mostly respected. Republicans who would obviously have a big say in any opposition to this said yesterday that Panetta has done a great job at CIA, and they're looking forward to obviously questioning him closely about defense, indicating that he would, it was an excellent choice. And in terms of Petraeus, obviously, it's just, both sides of the aisle, he is universally admired on Capitol Hill. And so I don't see that there's going to be any obstacles to these guys getting confirmed.
Now, at the Pentagon, Mr. Panetta is going to face two challenges. One is continuing with the budget cuts and that whole plan set in motion by Mr. Gates, and also the drawdown of Iraq has to be completed in the next couple of few months. So what do you think he's going to attack first?
Well, I'm sure would be the first to tell you, you don't have the option of just attacking one thing at a time there. You sort of have to attack on all fronts, to continue on the military metaphors. But, you didn't mention the most controversial drawdown, which is the question of what happens in July. The president has promised that his surge troops will start coming home then. And the question is exactly how many troops will be actually leaving. There's about 100,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan right now. The president has said it's not going to be just a token withdrawal. He's serious about a transition. He's going to get his advice on this from Petraeus, since these things are going to happen, that these changes would happen sort of gradually over a period of several months over the summer. So Petraeus would sort of do the legwork on this before he goes over to CIA or to be, you know, to the Senate to be considered for the CIA post. But then, you know, the question is what, you know, how does Petraeus, filter into this process from the CIA? How does Panetta, you know, how is his impact felt there? But he's certainly, you know, the budget cutting thing, that is going to be huge. Panetta's a former White House budget director, a former White House chief of staff, both under Bill Clinton. And so he certainly knows the budgeting process. And that, again, is a factor in why the president decided to keep him on the team and move him to the Pentagon, because that's going to be a huge fight. Not a lot of Republicans and, frankly, many Democratic lawmakers with military industries in their districts are not keen on the idea of whacking to Pentagon spending, but that's going to happen.
We are talking with Associated Press White House correspondent Mark Smith. And you touched on something that hadn't occurred to me, and that is putting a budget cutter, like Leon Panetta, in that position to lead the Defense Department. That's sort of a sign that the focus is shifting, that the most important thing that's going on with this administration is not necessarily fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan and having a military person in that position, but the budget issues and the deficit crisis.
Yeah, well, the president himself, other administration officials have said that America's national security is very much at stake if it can't get these deficits under control. And the president makes the point that if you're serious about cutting red ink, you not only cut the, you know, as we were discussing low these many weeks ago, just the 12% of spending that's in the discretionary budgets, the non-defense discretionary budgets that were the subject of that huge fight to keep the government shutdown from happening, but you got to look at the big ticket items, and Lord knows the Pentagon budget, which is what I think in the $700 billion range, that's one of the big tickets. So, certainly, and Gates himself, by the way, had taken a big swing at that, at the outset. And there were some substantial budget cuts in this most recent budget that the president sent up.
And would you say that Panetta shares with Gates, and in contrast to somebody like a Porter Goss when he was at the CIA, has that quality of being able to crack the whip internally, yet protect the prerogatives of the agency externally?
Yeah, I think that, oftentimes, if you're looking for a bureaucrat in Washington and you turn to a lawmaker, you think, well, this is great. I'm going to get the Hill to come along with us. And yet he's a kind of guy who can get the bureaucracy to go along, too. You mentioned Porter Goss. That was not a happy experience, I think most folks at the CIA would say, and maybe even Goss himself would say. But this has been the case with Panetta, that the bureaucracy seems to have warmed to him. Things have functioned relatively smoothly, certainly no huge gaffes on his watch over there, and he has kept congressional relations smooth, and certainly the president's looking for that to continue if he were to shift over to the Pentagon.
Mark Smith, Associated Press White House correspondent, thanks for joining us this morning.
You're most welcome, guys. Take care.